We're in the midst of a bat catastrophe, but the little guys are still hanging on. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapel. White nose syndrome is a deadly disease caused by a fungus, and it's killing bats in 27 states, including Pennsylvania. It was just discovered in the Pacific Northwest for the first time this March. The disease affects bats that hibernate underground, and the northern long-eared bat is getting hit especially hard. It was listed as threatened last April, and a new rule lays out how the Endangered Species Act will protect these bats. Lindsay Scullin reports.
To protect the northern long-eared bats, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service finalized a rule in January. It's called the 4D Rule. Dan Kennedy is with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources.
It protects that bat during its most sensitive life stages while limiting the regulatory burden on the public and several different government agencies.
The 4D rule bans incidental take. That means you can't accidentally harm or kill bats anywhere they're hibernating in winter or anywhere they're raising young in June and July. But if you accidentally harm or kill bats at any other time, the 4D rule basically says that's okay. But there's a catch to the 4D rule. It says you can't harm or kill bats anywhere the government knows bats are hibernating or raising young. And that's controversial. The federal government keeps a list of trees where bats have babies each year, and those spots are off limits. But if a tree is not on this list, someone could cut it down. Bat expert Alan Curta is worried that means there's a huge loophole in the rule.
Virtually every tree out there that these bats use could be removed, and many of them are going to be removed in the summertime when there's maternity colonies inside, because no one has to look.
That means a lot of places those bats raise their young are unprotected right now. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Lindsay Scullin.
Northern long-eared bats are just one of four species in Pennsylvania that have been decimated by white nose syndrome. It's estimated that more than 99% of all the state's hibernating bat populations have succumbed to the disease. It causes bats to wake early in winter, and as a result, they burn all of their stored energy to warm up, ultimately killing them. But Greg Turner, a biologist with the Pennsylvania Game Commission, says at a handful of caves and mines where bats congregate, he's seen a small uptick in population from previous years. And bats are finding new places to hibernate that might better help them survive the disease.
We have a paper in the works that we're submitting right now that actually shows the bats are choosing colder sites.
Turner says these colder temperatures, just a couple degrees above freezing, might be helping bats to resist waking too early. Interventions to treat already diseased bats are showing promise, Turner says. To slow or stop the spread of the disease, he and his team are now experimenting with coating the surface of the tunnels and caves where bats hibernate. But it's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
I don't think there's going to be a silver bullet that's going to be applied to any given site or to bats directly and take care of the problem.
Despite the masses of dead bats he's seen since White Nose has been in Pennsylvania, Turner says he still believes in the bat's resilience, and recent findings give him some hope for the future. And that's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple.